Careful. Look sharp.
You can't be here.
I needed to see you.
Tell me you didn't leave your wife because of me. I do not want to destroy your marriage.
You're not. It's me. I don't want to hurt her either. But the most hurtful thing to Catherine would be me pretending. She needs someone to feel about her the way I feel about you.
I'm really trying hard to stay away from you. To do the right thing.
Why is that the right thing?
Because you already have a life.
With someone I didn't choose. The man who chose that life, whoever married Catherine, is gone. The man here wants someone else.
You really have to leave me alone.
Is that truly what you want?
Go.
Meet me tonight. At least think about it. I'll be at the bridge where you found me at 8 o'clock. Think about it until then decide. If you don't show, I'll know. And I'll never bother you again. But if you choose this, if you choose us, you'll know where I'll be.
Sometimes the cliches are true.
Okay. What do you want?
Remember when I said no night shifts? I need you to work tonight. Just this once.
Why?
I volunteered at an animal shelter, and the supervisor's sick, and someone needs to feed the dogs.
Very lucky you bought a bear claw.
Emily, can I talk to you for a minute?
I'll just go patrol my office.
Thanks.
He left his wife. David, he left her. He left Catherine.
Okay. Slow down.
He did it for me. He wants me to be with him. He wants me to meet him tonight.
That's.
I mean, I'm trying so hard to be strong, but he just keeps coming. I mean, how do I stop it? You know, how do I let him down? What would you do?
I'd go.
What?
Well, he left her. It's one thing to say that he wants you, but it's another to actually make a choice, and now he has. That's all you can ask for.
Given her new friendship with Catherine, I don't think Regina would be happy.
All the more reason to do it.
Good Lord, is this really happening?
You tell me.